it's become apparent to me that one of the greatest sources of suffering for me, at least in my life, has been the endless, ceaseless thinking about my life. And it's always sort of the same thing. It's always this looking at my life and comparing it to however I have visualized or believed that it should be. And I know that, you know, in terms of mindfulness practice, you know, a lot of the work that we do is being more present and being more aware of when we are doing what I refer to as excessively thinking, when we are caught in those endless loops of just thinking about everything, or thinking about something, you know, just, you know, certain things in particular. But I think it is a very normal human tendency, and it's one that I think that we have, when we deal with ourselves with this, we have to be very kind and gentle to ourselves, because it is a very ingrained habit to think about how, you know, where my life is at. Am, you know, is this where I thought I would be? Is, have I gotten, or at least am I on the way to where I had hoped to find myself? And I know that for me, it has been something that has been a work in progress for me to be able to see the way that I do this. And I'm realizing too that thinking about our lives is very, very different from just living our lives. And I'm not advocating that we should, you know, not have goals, not have plans, you know, not have a vision for, you know, what we, you know, what we see ourselves doing in our lives. But this is more along the lines of understanding and appreciating the difference. This isn't, you know, this is not about trying to stop thinking about our lives. I think the more that we try to not do this, at least for me, the tendency is the more I try not to do something, the more that I can tend to do it. And so I'm not trying to advocate that in any way. I think this is more of just having a very calm, deep awareness of when we find ourselves, you know, when I refer to as catching myself in the act of just thinking about my life. And it's sort of like, in a way, I'm kind of measuring it, I'm kind of comparing it to, and I think that's really where the suffering starts. As soon as I start looking at my life and where I'm at in certain aspects of it, and then suddenly I find myself, you know, doing that constant questioning of, you know, kind of comparing where I really am to where I had hoped that I would be or where I expected to be. And I realize there's different degrees of attachment to our beliefs about, you know, how we think our lives should be. And the more that those, you know, the more that hopes turn into expectations and expectations turn into demands, you know, the more suffering that results, because we're putting more energy into needing things to be a certain way. And for me, this is something that has taken a while to be able to understand the difference between these things, because sometimes I can be so lost in thinking about my life. And what ends up happening is that there's a tendency to create a story. You know, we're telling ourselves the story of our lives. We're telling ourselves the story of our character, ourselves, that are in this particular story, which is in our minds, where this is how we see our lives. And it's a very normal human tendency to look at it this way. And so in order to step back and not buy into that so much, it can be a real shift in the way that we are dealing with our lives, the way we feel about our lives, the way we feel about ourselves. So it's something, at least for me, I found that what has worked best and has been most effective is to start from the standpoint of sitting with the realization that, you know, there is a difference between all of my obsessive thinking about my life and all of my beliefs about what is, you know, how my life is going, and the actual experience itself. And it has taken some time to learn to just sit with and be aware of, you know, this is me living my life. This is, you know, I'm not saying that to myself, but I'm just feeling what that is like. And I really believe that this is where a mindfulness practice can be so beneficial, because this is ultimately the way that we do this, is to practice just being, aware of what our minds are doing as we're living our lives. And as we're trying to go about the work of meeting our goals and being where we hope to be, while understanding that it's one thing to expect or want or hope to be somewhere in life and have certain things happen, than it is to actually experience that we have every right to hope and expect those things. But it is when we find ourselves suddenly faced with not being where we had hoped that we would, not being where we had hoped we would be, things not turning out the way that we had hoped. And I think what happens is it's our reactions to when those feelings come up, when we start thinking that it's almost as if the thinking, when we start evaluating where we really are versus where we had hoped to be or where we expected to be. And then all of a sudden we find ourselves, making those comparisons. And then after a while, there tends to be the thinking about why the current situation is not matching up with what we had hoped and what we had expected. And that is the point at which the suffering really begins to take hold. And what amazes me is I can get so caught up in thinking about the disconnect between what I had hoped and what I had expected and what is really happening, that I'm not even here anymore. I am literally somewhere else. I have literally, left and I'm no longer here. And it's amazing to me how long I can spend, how much time I can spend, quote unquote, away and not actually here in the present moment, experiencing my life, no matter how it's going. And I found that every time I catch myself doing this, I try to return back to the present moment and just realize, there you go again. It's okay. You've caught yourself in the act of doing this, and it doesn't have to happen this way. And it doesn't have to be this way. And I think that the easier and more gentle that we are with ourselves and letting ourselves just come back to the present moment, and when we feel that pull to start thinking about our lives, that it's okay to feel that pull. It's a matter of practicing not giving into it. And I think that's really what, mindfulness practice, mindful coping practice is help, it's available to us to help us cope with what we do to ourselves sometimes. And I know that we don't necessarily mean to cause ourselves suffering. I don't think that most of us really want to do that to ourselves, but yet it is just a habit that that we indulge in, and a lot of times we don't even know that we're doing it. It feels like, thinking about my life is me living my life. It feels so normal, and it feels so much a part of us that it takes an extraordinary amount of awareness and practice to get to the point where we can start realizing that, this doesn't have to be this way, that we can choose something else. And the greatest part about this is that it's not complicated. In other words, it's, well, if I'm not thinking about my life, what am I doing? The alternative is to just live our lives, to make our best efforts, to do the best we can do. We can have goals and hopes and expectations. And I'm not saying not to take those things seriously, but it is when we, have that expectation that somehow our lives, in order for us to be happy, in order for us to have a fulfilled life, for us feeling like that, this is the way things have to go. If it doesn't come out the way that I expected, then, the disappointment starts and the suffering starts. And I think that at the end of the day, it's all the thinking is where the suffering is. I think it is, it's amazing how we can get so caught up in that it takes on a life of its own. And we don't have to do that. And I know that, for me, I have had to figure out a way to bring, to first of all, to practice being aware that I'm doing it. and then to be able to let it go. And that is one of the most difficult things I've found about this, is my attachment to those hopes and those expectations is really, really strong. Because I have started, you know, I've identified with it. And in a lot of cases, you know, I have, you know, people have done that for years, you know, for a great portion of their lives, you know, being attached to that, you know, that this is my life. These thoughts about my life are my life. And to learn how to let go of that, and there's no magic there. It's just a matter of acknowledging that, you know, thinking about our lives is not living our lives. It's, you know, our lives are not the thinking that we do about them. And, you know, it probably, you know, in most cases will feel very different. It will feel strange. It will feel like something is missing. And, you know, that's a whole other topic on its own in terms of, you know, how do I learn to cope with, you know, the different way that it feels when I am no longer so caught up in my own thoughts about my life. And the good news is that there are practices that we can undertake. There are ways, and everybody, I think, will have a different way of doing that. But it is, you know, that none of that can happen. The suffering, you know, doesn't cease until we can actually, you know, catch ourselves and be aware that we're thinking about our lives again, and that we're locked into a loop of that, and it's just constantly ongoing. That narrative, that we can finally start to have some space, we can start to have a little bit of more peace, and we can have a little bit more perspective. What I have found is that there has been much more room for joy and for opportunities to find more meaning in life if I can let go of the need to constantly think about my experiences, to think about the life that I'm leading. For me, the thoughts usually have led to doubts, to misgivings, to second guessing, doing what I call overthinking look backs, where I'm constantly looking back and second guessing this and second guessing that. And before I know it, I've got myself so caught up in that, I'm in no position to make any positive changes whatsoever. I'm in no position to really evaluate and, do any sort of course correction if that's what I need to do. Because I don't have accurate information coming in, because I'm somewhere else thinking about the life that I'm leading. And I know I'm very encouraged by the fact that if I can just practice not thinking about it, and that's really what it comes down to, is we're not trying not to think. It's just a matter, we practice not thinking about it by practicing being more aware of what's happening right now. I don't have to try to not think about my life. What you find is that all you have to do is practice being aware of what is happening in this moment. And by virtue of that, you can't be in two places at once. If you're here, you can't be there thinking about what your life is like. You know, you can't do two things at once. And that's really, for me, what it has been about. And I know that, you know, sometimes it can be a little bit unnerving. You know, what do I do? I've got this extra bandwidth. I've got this extra attention. I've got this extra energy. I'm not thinking about my life anymore. I'm just living my life. And it's a matter of just, you know, when you feel a little bit ill at ease, or you feel a little bit nervous or anxious, because it's almost like I, at least for me, I've had this belief that the thinking about my life is what's going to help me get to where I need to be. If I'm not thinking about it, then how can I possibly ever get there? But the thinking, you know, in my mind does not really guarantee or give me any better chance of being or arriving where I want to get to. It's just really a matter of trusting that, you know, I, in the moment, I will make the best choices and make my best efforts. And I think I stand a much better chance of doing that if I'm not beating myself up about why I didn't do this, why I didn't do that. I shouldn't have done this. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have said this. I shouldn't have said that. Why did I choose to do this instead of that? I know, you know, I knew better. And there's all those things that we do to ourselves that ultimately lead to those. And I found that when I'm in that mode, I'm not really necessarily, you know, figuring out the best choices and the best actions I need to take, because I'm back, you know, reviewing, you know, film in my mind. I'm reviewing the movie of what has already happened. and or what I think is happening right now, which in a lot of cases is not what's really happening right now. Because what I think is happening right now is colored by all the thinking that I'm doing about where I've been and how I got here. So it is, it's just a matter of, and I don't want this to be overwhelming. It's really a matter of picking this thing apart a little bit at a time and working with this, not trying to do all this at once, not trying to quote unquote fix all this at once. It's just a matter of beginning to start pulling the pieces apart slowly, bit by bit, piece by piece, practicing being here, And it's something that can be done over time. It's just, it doesn't happen right away. There's no way to push a button and have this happen immediately. It's about doing the practice day in and day out and giving ourselves a chance to be here instead of being somewhere else thinking about our lives. We can actually be living our lives.